Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Modern technology saves us 2 weeks a year. That's amazing. Two weeks a year you're saving because you're using some piece of technology that allows you to save time. The top 10 things have been distilled down. I have them. I asked you guys earlier to see if you could come up with the number one thing
that's
saving us the most time, something that we're doing that's saving us the most time. What is it?
I want to go first because I don't want Chase to steal my answer.
Okay.
Online shopping.
Okay, you're saying online shopping. Chase, was that your answer?
No.
It certainly makes sense.
No. Mine would be, I thought more old school, doing the laundry, like washing and clothes. You're not using a washboard! That type of thing. Oh, you get where I'm going?
You're really going bad. That sounds like something that I would say. I'm the old man around here.
Well, get on it, Grandpa.
All right, here's the top 10 things that we're using today that are saving us a grand total of 2 weeks a year.
Dad doesn't have to knit his own clothes anymore.
Bingo,
it was so exhausting.
Hunting the deer, skinning it.
The problem with knitting the clothes is you can't use the washboard. It's too rough. You have to soak and hand wash.
Yeah.
God, it was
Cotton
exhausting.
Gin was amazing for you.
I'd go down and get the creek water. Come back up to the cabin.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Number 10, a GPS unit. In your car? Most everybody has that now.
Do you ever wonder how... I went to school, my first school, Eastern Kentucky University. I was 17. I used to drive from Jersey to Kentucky with MapQuest directions, and they were never right. They'd be like, go left. And I was like, nah, I obviously need to go right at this point.
I'm on a bridge.
Yeah.
Why would I do that?
Exactly. And you'd have to pay attention. And for some whatever reason, you made it to your destination just by kind of guessing and shooting in that direction.
So, yeah, that's number 10. Number 9, frozen meals. I know you don't like the word meals, but I had to use that here.
Meals.
I don't know why Chase doesn't like the word meals, and I don't understand that. I've never heard anyone say that before.
Meals.
Because it's the exact opposite of what he likes to do.
You love meals.
I love them. They taste, some of them.
Number 8, the self-checkout. Now, I have to say something about the self-checkout. People, listen to me. If you've got a cart load of stuff, stay out of that line.
Here
that is designed
go.
For people who are in. I'm serious. It's for people who want to go in and get out. It's not for you to stand there for half an hour.
But that way you get to weigh your avocados as bananas and save some money.
Right here.
Okay, there you go.
Green peppers. Right. Those are the cheapest.
Oh, good to know.
Number 7, the laptop computer. Being able to take your computer with you everywhere
for
you
sure.
go.
For sure.
Yeah.
Number 6, the TV remote. You're not having to get up and go change the channel. You're just flipping through the channel.
Now you do it on your phone.
Back in my day, I was the remote.
That's right.
You went up there and pulled out the...
We had to get off of the couch and walk across the shag carpet to change the channels on the TV. Number 5, cell phones. Being able to make a call or receive a call anywhere you are.
Being able to avoid a call and just send a text.
Let me tell you in. The cell phone has ruined the relationship between personal life and work.
It
for
has,
most
because
people.
Because you can never get away.
You can never.
You're always tethered. One of you said online shopping. I think that was you, Amy. That's number 4 online shopping.
Really?
Yes, number 4. But when I get to number 1, you're going to go, you know what? I get it. So online shopping is number 4. Number 3, microwaves. Oh, the microwave.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it's only good for microwaving about 3 or 4 things. It ruins everything else. A microwave is good for heating up water. Excellent for that.
Great.
Really
Quick.
Good. It is. You're right.
There's a trick to microwaving pizza. Okay. If you want to reheat pizza.
Fun fact time.
You ready? You put a glass of water, just small glass, halfway full of water. It helps prevent the crust from getting chewy.
There you go. Another fun fact.
Changing your life today.
Life hack. Number 2, email. Which is a complete CYA method of communication. I love it when you didn't you get the email? I sent the email. It's like the cover sheets on the TPS report. It's just like did you get the memo about the cover sheet on the TPS report? Yeah, I got the memo. I'm going to send you. No, I got the memo. No, I'm going to send you another copy. Did you get the email?
If it's urgent, look me in the face and tell me.
Right. And number 1?
Yes. Not online shopping.
Nope. It's online banking.
Oh, that is good.
So when you think about all the time you had to spend standing in a line at the bank because some idiot is at the window doing 5 or 6 things that they don't even know how to do to begin with.
Or even paying your bills. How you don't have to write out checks and mail it and have stamps and all of that.
You don't have to load it up in a wagon on the back and go to the bank.
I know. That was hard. What I don't like, and I don't fully trust that. I do it. I do that stuff. But I don't fully trust it.
Online banking.
Yeah. I just don't fully trust it.
It doesn't matter because you're still doing it. They don't need your trust. They need you to do it.
I know. I know. But it's like it's all the hacking stories, you know?
I have an idea, Amy.
What?
Let's go over to his apartment. Brig and I. Let's cut open his mattress. Let's see what we find. Since he doesn't like online banking.
I don't think you're even going to want to get through what's on the mattress.
Wait.
Dale?
What?
I said that to keep you away from it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.